Sure, Your Honor, there. That's a chutu chuni dung hammer jong about it. Tila sugar.
Oh, sure, the code.
Yeah, yeah.
How cool, man.
30 minute alarm.
Yeah, alarm.
3 p.m.
Bear with me.
As
it goes through
each one. 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 p.m.
Yeah.
Oh, 1.
Time flies.
10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it takes care of that. Yeah, don't
you? Oh, yeah. More data than the Sanjay Chuda, so you turn them as those are. Here's a co number Yanti looks at China. Captain Babo Sanjay Shera. Any Captain Church. They drew a king to Hilia. Captain Richard. That is a mima. Simjan Tamjay Tondo. Jan Kun say Yende Kunde. She loved touching by some good touching by Chilean. Did on Dalia any Yangi, some guinea, come Javian Sigora. Oh, dear good room the shed.
So we just recited this one prayer. It's with the we're setting our motivation by doing this. The Buddha is the teacher of refuge. The actual refuge is the teaching itself, and then the spiritual community or the ones who assist us in refuge, in going for refuge. Now, so then we're saying in order to bring all wisdom and virtue to perfection, then I'm going to listen to these teachings, study these teachings, and practice these teachings.
Oh yeah. Then the Sanjay Jomden de ko tandan ne lo ne dong ab ya la sin ne lia. Kya gal jomber wa. Oh chi dan ko ji gen ji kam de ko menge da trenge sin ni do wa. Treme ke wa su de sa. Treme su sho ma de si wa ra. Treme ke wa su Sanjay chen ne chu sa de kap de lo trenge si ke do wa. Menge me de ke wa su Sanjay ji den ma chen ne ko ran ji den ro ya de lo menge si ke do wa. Ding a jo ge lo chen na ko lo nam tip de yo na. Lord, you are so cute, you are so dear, Sanjay, Jumbe Kaki Kavare. Timado, some Sanjay may be choosing a merry Katero. Chairs a cool Sanjay Jigden to choose the choose some say to the Naranzo to Tanda Chip Kaki Lel of Shish Turkiora. In a going Jigden, you come up with Mounja, sure that Tinder gets your thumb to a Yoka Yomara. Oh, Tinder, you Sanjay Jigden Chumba Combarity, Javali Adin, Dandalin, you don't have Jingle. Lumbinel pep. Gutam. Tene, doge den, Lutu Kawache. Tene, Sanke. A new waterness in the chuson. Oh, Tene, Sajo Tron, young Elende. Sanke Kurango, my dearly Kavienda, my dearly Kawache, Nashi with the chins of my chia, my own bar, my one nation, my reda. Tende Hakoyatundalea. Tendece, Tembasu Korakia Sumera. What the Induko Sanje, Chidan Combo Himba, Tinan and Jigana could tumble to us. My himba, where's a journey chosen by Himbati? Manjus Torgo Yoda.
So the Buddha was born or came to this world maybe 2,500 years ago. It's a little more than that in India. There's an age when Buddhas don't ever come, and that's I guess you can call it like a dark age or something, literally. And then there's the time when an age when Buddhas do come, and that's called the light. Why don't we call it light? But it's lamp, literally. But it means that, I mean, the age of light. So then There are regions when where Buddhas never come in the multiverse and in the great. There's so many different universes and world systems and worlds. There are areas where Buddhas never come at all. So then, if we think about how the Buddha has come in this world, then we have to feel that we're very fortunate that the Buddha has come and taught. When the Buddha came, he was born in an area called Lumbini, and then he grew up in that area. When it came time for him to attain enlightenment, he did so in an area called Bodh Gaya, nowadays Bodh Gaya, and. But before that, just in that same area, he underwent 6 years of ascetic practices and deep meditation. And then, undertook great hardship for 6 years and then attained enlightenment there. And then he first taught in an area called Varanasi. And finally, he taught at the end of his career teaching. He died in an area called Kushinagara, I believe is the translation. It's the Sanskrit. Then before he died, he said, these are the four places that you know that you should. Feel are sacred spots, you know, and keep these in your memory, and then in the future people will know that there was an actual person, you know, who came and visited these four places, and then it'll serve as a memory of a proof that you know I actually existed or it wasn't just a story, right? So anyway, then as a Buddha, it's not just a story. You have to feel we're very lucky, you know.
No, yeah, the end of course, Sangye Chidan Thapa Chambu Na Shinche Na Sangye Tambu Na Ngu Na Sangye Sare De Sangye Sa De Ko Takbe Shingam Longu Se De Longju Wangmi Se De Sangye Sare Ani Jigden Kam Su Pe Na Mizuli Ya Shine De Ne Chik Nang miche de tene nyeban chong tene kale kyeb sangye tene kale kyeb ure sung ye tene dalia zeba zere madu kora tambu ne sangye re esge ora kare zi lumbi nal kutam di kutam bada ko komba kyeb zi nganen jik den tene cho chi sung se shar lo cho chi lo komba kyeb tene nang ye ora chitan na shin chi mare tene ko sangye tsare re nyene yina tene zeba zere ro
From the perspective of the Mahayana, the Buddha had already attained enlightenment before he came to this world. There's a pure realm called Akanista, Akanista heaven. And it said that he attained Buddhahood in that world, in that realm. And then, so his coming to this world was just, and being born and having a family and undergoing hardships and to attain enlightenment, all of this was to... it was kind of like a show. It's just to demonstrate that this is what you have to do in order to become enlightened, and it was all just a teaching, I guess, a demonstration. It's like an actor, you know, telling you how to do things through, you know, acting them out, that's not accepted by everyone. There's another, the Hinayana perspective is different, that you should just take how it appears, you know, to all of us ordinary persons, that the Buddha, you know, actually, you know, was this person who struggled through all these hardships and attained enlightenment, and he wasn't enlightened before then, and so forth. And so there are two different ways of looking at this.
So
if we think of him as performing like an actor, it's a show, a display of how to attain enlightenment when he was a young person growing up at some point in a royal family, he was exposed to seeing, experiencing or seeing birth, age, you know, old age, the different forms of suffering, birth, old age, sickness, and death. And then based on this, he decided to attain enlightenment, and he went to this area around Bodh Gaya and underwent these great hardships and for 6 years and attained enlightenment. But in between there too, he was in a country where the Hindu, now Hinduism, was widely spread, and he studied all these different teachings, so he, in all these different philosophies and so forth, he couldn't find anything that kind of was an ultimate teaching that brought us to the final goal, brought him to the final goal. So then it was his, taught a teaching that then came to a realization of the path that reaches to this final goal. So when what kind of a teaching did he come up with? He saw all this suffering and happiness in the world, and he knew that there was this view that this was created by some kind of a divine creator, he said that he sort of thought, well, a divine creator, why would they create so much suffering? And so then he questioned that and then investigated and came up with a teaching about how we came up with an understanding of how things arose and dependent on causes, that everything is causality. Causes create certain effects. And so then with this teaching of causality, he understood that everybody was creating their own situation with how they thought from within their own minds, and then were experiencing the effects of their own what we call afflictions, that through these thoughts they different kinds of we'll call them the afflictions, then they would do actions, and then the actions would have consequences, and they'd experiences. So they experience the consequences of their own actions, and they're in fact tied up in this process of being under the influence of their afflictions and the consequences of their actions, and through that, through their karma and their afflictions, then they're constantly reborn and die and reborn. It's just a constant process. To show that, he expressed in his teachings the Four Noble Truths. So then in the Four Truths, you have, you know, the first truth of suffering, which is explaining how things are suffering, and then how we experience suffering, and then the second one is the true sources or origins. What do we do? True origins, and then that explains karma and the afflictions, the causes of our suffering.
No, yeah. Tiniko tati samlo ngembati da ngemo da tezu kande syungu do desi yora. Tezu kande syungu do desi ngaje ta do sero chi samba ngemba che ti wonge ne ti basa ye ko sumi che ba sian le tsawa yongi yora. Ngemba yongi yora. O di kande syungu do se si de o di sungo bol ta da de.
So then he took a close look at how is it that these come about, these destructive ways of thinking, and then the actions that are created out of those, and then everybody doing either physically, verbally, or mentally doing actions that have bring about results of suffering. So then he looked at how basically it's we have a mistaken way of thinking about things. He saw that we misperceive the self and as being kind of independent, as some kind of independent self that's all on its own, And then based upon that, we then think of things as being mine. And we get involved in all the afflictions and then the actions that are come out of those afflictions based on this misperception. So then he understood that that's not the way things actually exist, that the self does not exist in that way. And so he understood what we call selflessness or emptiness, that things lack that kind of an existence. And so then he taught the truth of the path as the as meditate as becoming accustomed, as how we can meditate on or become accustomed to this opposite way of thinking about our world. And and then gradually through that kind of accustoming, we can bring a cessation. He taught the truth of cessation. We can bring about a cessation of these causes of our suffering, and that is known as the truth of cessation. So then we have in this in our minds already this faculty of intelligence in general, maybe you can translate it that way, or wisdom. And it's basically we have this ability to question and investigate how things actually are, and to come up with an understanding of the nature of reality. So then there's the teachings on for emptiness and selflessness we're cultivating that kind of that faculty within our minds already. And then there's this other faculty of virtue or good, and literally translated. and this is we also have that kind of faculty already in our minds. For instance, where parents will value their children more than themselves, and so then the Buddha focused on these two faculties and created a path where you you can totally that these two things are totally opposed. The afflictions and the actions that are going to come out of those afflictions, and that you can by cultivating these two faculties that we already have of wisdom and good, wisdom and virtue, if you want, well, the virtue, we can bring that to completion by totally reorienting our mind so that we only think of others. We're only focused on others and no longer preoccupied with ourselves. So those two together, and then we can, with both, we call it the the practice of, or unification, not unification, but the practice of method and wisdom. The Buddha saw that in each and every being that there is this potential to become enlightened. The Buddha himself. What basically this means is that there is this view that the afflictions like anger and hatred and attachment and pride and jealousy and competitiveness, these are all just in the nature of the mind. But the Buddha has said that no, that's not the case. The mind is not, they're not in the nature of the mind, they're not ingrained in the mind. The mind is more like water that's clouded by silt or whatever, when it gets stirred up, right? You get clouded water. The mind can become clear, and these are not in the nature of the mind. We say they're adventitious or superficial, and so if you cultivate these two qualities of wisdom and method, then you can bring out this potential to become enlightened, and totally eradicate the cloudiness, or you could say, of the afflictions, and so then what the mind can become, it has this nature of clarity and knowing, and then the mind can, we can reach the state which that we all beings reach this state of full enlightenment.
Diyan korang korang ya tengene ya yore, maandro ne maka du, sobu da kaga tanda sobu dili tendi yore. Ko kaga cha du, lu lu ndro, sim sim che, korapan ndro shek yora. Tengene nangba ki tanga che ne ko, ya ndro ne kiwa chima che, ya ndro ne sang che je pa du, pe yinjong bu shewe samlutan yore. Ya samlutan ne kiwa nga ma paksha gomba, kondro nga je, chato, kashe soba, nyingji chimbu yore du, nga me kumdi chige. Yungu yore se, di tali yae tameba yore, kiwa. E chima maanwe kondro te yore. Di hindi ku sangye se, kiwa maangbu kale kemne sangye ju yore se rwa. Mezi nga ju kale kemne, kiwa maangbu kale kemne sangye ju yore bata. O tinde chibi ku, simje tamje se di yungu yore. Kiwa ndi janya mara, kiwa nga ma yore. Tila pada maada nye da nye du yore, karga yin tanda nga zuha guya yo mara. O ti yindi za ku, mi kiawa li yaa thoma yo mara, maa la ku rikba jun che ya yo mara, rikba jun tu li yargen runa sang che gire. Yargen ma runa dosi che, kora gyab che nyawa ki yida ki dosi che de yora. O tindi yindi ku, kya chin bo chi samla tang yora. Maranzo chindi kyan kyan che yaa ki di zo suna da zon rugu yu sam di mara, di jena ni shira guya yo mara. Saya tunga din jing nang jibiri mara, di kezi ke go mara. Di mara sung yora, o di jik samla sha guya ke chin bu yora.
So the Buddha came up with a wide perspective, a broad perspective. We tend to think that this is our one life we were born into, and then our death. That's it. If that were the case, then it would be better not to even bother about these teachings and just feed ourselves and enjoy ourselves, and that's it. But the Buddha then saw that this wasn't the case, that we have this body and we have this mind, and the body is something that that basically has it's something that we have in this lifetime that we. I mean, its basic origination is from the ovum and semen of our parents, but then it does have a kind of, we've inherited that from all the qualities of that body from our ancestors that came through our parents, but this body then. Is at the end of our life, we'll just sort of, I don't know, you could bury it under the ground, burn it. It won't continue further than that. But the mind is something different. The mind has a kind of beginninglessness to it. It's a continuum that. Of clarity and knowing, and this has no beginning to it, and will continue into the future and endlessly as well. This quality of the mind is something that. Doesn't have any form or taste or color to it, and it's nothing you can touch, but it has existed with us from lifetime after lifetime, from beginningless time up to now, and will continue. After this life ends endlessly, unless we can use our mind in two ways to if we employ it towards this pursuit of becoming enlightened. Then it has some kind of, there's a final goal for the mind. But I forgot to mention in the previously, where Geshe was saying our knowledge and our both the wisdom and method are without limit. Okay, there's you develop them limitlessly. They just go on and on, and that we can develop that kind of wisdom and method and become enlightened, or we can just not pursue that, and the mind will just constantly be reborn and take on a different lifetime after lifetime in many different forms and sort of wandering through a cyclic existence.
Well, oh yeah. Well, the end of that, under that sort of, Chidang has, Kewangama that Chimasu do Lord Char Kaburi Chiyoda. Because he said Kewangama, so do Tandangaranzu Tadi Sosuti Che. Tachana, Sachana, Karakari Chana, Chichin, Rodez, Yora, Chilo, Chishin, Yaga, Kunga, Seru, Medoris, Yaziki, Yan Shar, Yadi, Chick Tosi, Sandra, Shaya, Mata, Yanchun, Chichin, Resido, Kokangal Yore. Dean doesn't arrange you the same dear. Tanda, you ever the Shaja, Temba, than Sora, than Dushi, Dara, and Jezeba. So when it turned to the Yomaro, she ever trauma, she was chasing to Yora. Then I said, Dilanazo, how could I? Mandris dance a little same tendiora. So I mangeris with a hamagungus with a sheva yorva. So so gay a hagumado a tediora, you know. Cause she ever trauma, she was a social yora. Yajira, what I should do, Yampera, would say Hakuedua. Nazar of Jundi make us a tambo trumbush yore. She must just in the cooker and do the last bit in the mabuchons and as you.
So if we think about former and future lifetimes, sometimes we sort of feel, oh, this is a very difficult topic. I can't grasp this, that's because we're sort of thinking of ourselves in a very limited fashion as just the person in this lifetime, and so then we tend to think, future lifetime means that I am going to continue into the future, and then the past is I existed back into the past, but if you approach it like that, then it really does become difficult to understand, because that it can't work that way. The way we think of ourselves is very coarse, okay, and so we have to the mind that we're talking about is a very subtle type of mind that has come from the past and continues into the future. We can understand that the mind is that there's some kind of continuation to everything, really. I mean, for instance, just even objects in the world, like a flower. Everything had a plant, based on the seasons, it would sort of like crumble. And, This time of year, and then the seeds then, it's set its seeds in the ground, and then that plant tends to come back again in the springtime. There's some kind of a continuation, okay, based on a dependent arising of all these causes and conditions coming together, and it's very similar with the mind, okay, if we're going to continue into the future of life. It's said to be like a sour taste about when somebody's salivates, and when we have what, sour drops, aren't they called, or something like a sour ball or something, ooh, that's sour, and then you, in your mouth you can say, ooh, yeah, that's sour. You can sort of salivate even, when somebody's eating something sour, and so that's how it passes, the mind passes from one life to the next. It's not sort of like something, some thing, solid thing going there, it's like, there are other examples like echo and flame and different kinds of examples, but the idea is that that once all the causes or conditions are there, it's going to happen, okay, and it's that's what the idea of dependent arising is. That once all the causes and conditions are assembled, then there's going to be a future rebirth, and that's how life came from the past, and that's how it proceeds. We can say our consciousness, our stream of consciousness, or our mind stream. That stream of consciousness has a different meaning in English. So if we just say, use the word mind stream, there's a continuity, something how that the mind continues into the future.
Pamada nye ni tu da kabu nye bu samai ba. Tandul ke na mil ke na kyo nga mala ta na shi yor. Ti nga mala tindu na shi chi tu. Sim je tam je mar she ba asi. Nye du she ba asi. Tanda tong de bati. Tengi yo mar nye me di tengi yo mar ma tu shi. Shen tsama pada ma da nye da nye du ma jur ba. Ne he se re mar she se ti su yong tu gyo ra. Ede sang je su di pe kale mang bu jab je. Shirab tar shi. Swaba tar shi. Jimba tarshin siya diya yung tukiyo ra. No, ani nga rizu ali dijilabda.
So then we have this human, we have our parents of this lifetime. Just in our family of this lifetime, just like that, then in all these lifetimes that we've taken rebirth, that our continuum, our mind stream or our mental continuum has taken rebirth as an animal or a human being, then in all that, from beginningless time up to now, then we've had a relationship with every being. And so then in this, it's within this context then that we think of that all beings as being our mother. It's just in this life we don't recognize them as such. Okay, we just don't. Oh, that's mom. That's dad. Or whatever. You don't recognize them as such. But in fact, they had in previous lifetimes been our father and mother. So then we can then think of all beings in this way. And then, based upon that, we can develop our wisdom and our wisdom and method, right? We're saying our compassion or compassionate method, and work for the benefit of others, bringing our wisdom and our patience and our generosity to a state of perfection.
Oh yeah, ta yin de zang ara zuro wa ngam zin che do ne mo ge ta la cha ba sha la ta wa se cha ta che ni chi se ba se ji wa ra na la chi ko do sam sa chi shi ga la mo ji ne le me ndi chi tong ye ji yo na am jo ko ye ji yo na sam sa chi se ba chu ge wa ra mo de ge shu kyap che ene kya wa chi man de du ze ang ko chi tong ye yo ba da ri ye yo ba da ji chi ndu yo ra Tiende kya sa dilaya ko lehengen basa bin tagi sewa na shene nyawa yi da tundru ser chik
chik.
Leha sanguri sabi na mi che la che lama yis che kya wa sangi nyinduwa ri juu se dil kya de yora o di jila.
So we have this grasping or this conception of self, the strong sense of an independent self that we hold, that we are conceiving of or grasping at, is another translation. And then, based on that, we think of other, we conceive other. And then, out of that, we have attachment and hostility. And through these, then we engage in actions, and either harmful or helpful actions, and this then we have to undergo the results of those, and if we engage in harmful actions, then the result would be to be reborn into a difficult lifetime as an animal, and then there's a couple others, and the hungry ghosts or the hell beings, and if we are engaged in constructive actions, helpful actions, then we are reborn as a deity or a human.
Oh yeah, that guy was just trying to get the money,
right?
Just trying to save the money,
right?
Oh, did you know that? Kiwa chima kiesa de soso. Mene nyawa yuda tundula majibishe. Lada mii kiwa sangbuchi toyage. Tomdu yuna. Rwa. Ta dili yako karche burisina. Nyawa yuda tundusumli kiesi kiu mii kiwa chudir yuso. Didi pangbe timsungur yuso. Suchimdirwa. Di mii kiwa chuyun dokcho de. Kiwa di chugiina. Ane lada mii kiwa yuso.
The initial level of practice of the Dharma, I think I like to translate that way. Think that Dharma is the teaching. We can practice the teaching, we can say. Okay. The initial level of practicing the teaching then is for somebody who is where you take into consideration how it is that you're going to be reborn. And so then you're either, so you don't want to be reborn into those, what we call the miserable realms or unfavorable rebirths of the animals, hungry ghosts, and hell beings, and then he would rather be reborn as a deity or a god. So then you engage in avoiding harmful actions through any kind of harm to others through following a kind of ethical discipline. And the ethical discipline is that of the avoiding the 10 non-virtuous actions and then do what you can to be cultivating virtue, which are the opposites of those 10 non-virtuous actions. So, and then in that way, then you bring about a favorable rebirth. So then the middle level or intermediate level of practice is when you consider how, well, if I'm reborn as a human or a deity, then, well, that's got a lot of problems too. I mean, I could easily in that next lifetime then take rebirth into one of these unfavorable rebirths, an animal or hungry ghost and so forth. And even if I was born as a human, then it's got all these problems and suffering. Why would I want that? So then you think, then it would be better to totally eliminate this whole problem of being reborn and completely get out from under this being under the power or the influence of something else, which is always you're under the power of your karma, the meeting the consequences of your actions and your afflictions. So then you said about meditating on selflessness to completely selflessness meaning the lack of that kind of self, to totally undermine and get rid of the afflictions. Okay, the afflictions are what are tying you in to this cycle of death and rebirth. So then you seek what to get out of that, the bondage under karma and the afflictions, and that what's that called? That's called liberation. So seeking liberation is this goal of the intermediate level.
Oh yeah, that is not the level. Give me some books. I'm listening to you. Do the carrying girls know? Oh, so such a good thing. Let turne. The guy some book. Here, man. Do so such a bad man. The young do. Random don't listen. Get good. Some book. This some male. Some rich man. So such a young. Tarva to me. Hale. You marry some. The marab. The yar marry some. 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 She's a Tamji Shengi, me come the Samba Balani Kanga Shengi, and it is true Shani are better down to be Sangi Yukoman Togudo. Simje Tamji Dungi and Trehada, Dawatoya Tamshi Shengi, Tarshim Bishawari. The issue do right, you know, Gusi, Yonde Gundi, Tabna Shirab Sangbutan Shengi, Niga Tarshimbe, Gansajil in Yurgore, Titova Shabu do somebody, give Chimbe some Shira, or Titundariani, Besuchia del Chusia.
Then the highest level of practicing the teachings is when you then think, well, what's so great about being able to attain liberation for yourself when there's all these beings who have been my relatives, my mother and so forth, have been my mother, are suffering. And then it would be you can't say, it's just sort of like, that's not the best way to do things. The best way to do things would be to help all these beings to be liberated from their suffering, to help all my kind relatives, my mothers, to be liberated from suffering. So then you engage in all the practices that bring about getting rid of any kind of defects and achieving all good qualities, coming to perfection, that means, then that means attaining the enlightenment of a Buddha. So then you strive to become a Buddhahood, to become a Buddha, sorry, for the sake of all living beings, or only your kind mothers. You're thinking like that, and that's the practice of the highest level of practice.
Oh yeah, that's when that choice should do. Sanjay choice carry some diversity. Na, na ranzo samlo sanjay na liya. Ane soso kaya chishu tini. Shianle cawa chia soso dendar shian peju chia nega chia koko tang kanga. Nyumu meva chiche wore, kondu nga je tato tindu meva chi, kangali chikwa tabu wore se, di gyurwa tabu wore se, shie gyura, tabu shie tu, kibu tingde. Kibu chimbu shie tu, tindu tile kya, o ta soso da, soso tanda tongma meva, tanda bada soso kaya cheba, kyang kyang tsi ni, kyang kanga yongtegi wore. Ta samlu kora chibu gyab, rale shen kaya chewa chi, shen dungba shi chishu. Ene sanje chagiri, sanje shagi toba na shi chagiri, chanju simba kanga lewa tiri. Sewa di soso samlo liya, samlo tangtang wangi yongeti, ta gyurwa tangbu re, sin gyurwa tangbu di tang, nipa di tang, di madumna di chis, ya na tangbu yaushe di madumna di, di madumna di chis, di labi yora. Di indi soso samlo li gyurwa tang ni, namju nangshin mamba chi chagu yora. Namju nangshin rangshin ki yukoran te na, di kwaya te yomara.
So, what is the teaching then that the Buddha taught, right? What was the Dharma of the Buddha?
Oh, na ranzo godilia, ranzo kati yena kiwa na na chizo si nyamdo sal kuyara. Tundo yena mi yena pada mada chizo si nyamdo ndundi chene. Tidu kane kese si chuba da kanga yungu yara. Le sangbo tidu sauri nyamba tidu sau yara. O dili ya dan jo tang yara.
So it's really that we have to transform our minds and transform our relationship with others, whether we're in whatever lifetime we're in a relationship with, whether it's as an animal or a human or so, we're in relationship with others. So we have to bring about a transformation of that. If we use others just for our, you know, and deceive them and take advantage of them and so forth for our own purposes, then, and you know, treat them in destructive ways, harm others, then that's not that's not going to help us at all. So then to control that and to is the initial level of practice, and then if we think of our, then it's, if we think only of you know, how it's how important we are and how others are not so important, then how is that going to be? How is that a realistic perspective? When then, if that's the way we're thinking of others, then it's appropriate for them to think of us in the same way. So then, Instead of that, if we strive to have a kind of impartial attitude towards others, where we're overcoming our afflictions of attachment and hostility, then that's sort of what the middle level of, or the intermediate level of practice is striving for. Then the highest level of practice is where we're saying, well, why are we, you know, thinking of ourselves at all? We should just be thinking of others. Let me totally reorient the way I'm thinking, and only be oriented towards others, only be altruistic. And that's the highest level of practice. So then the Buddha is saying we can't just leave our mind the way it is, okay? And we have to transform our mind. We have to change the way our mind. It's basically, we could say in our language, basically change the way we think.
Oh yeah, they do that. Sangye chhu sondu. Tujhe re re kona kam da samba da pala ne kene. Kadu kadu de song shagdoa. Mato doji nal ko tangbu de samba da tene pa che tene che song yo marwa. Di chi de ko ke kashe sigdoa. Sangye nambe chhu de liya pudi chik. Sangye chhu song shagdoa le kanju pwe na chhu ye na.
Jurshavdele
Pembatukure, Seti, Gibichungudi, Yondarche. Then you give a drink the Kasha Kasha Chigante Cherwa. Give a chamber the bed, you knew Jimada Songyomara. Then the Kosher Jingi Dodela Tongbani, then give a chamber called Mangasongyore. Then the Ked Nagba Mangogi, Sergeant Dodi Sanje Sumare, sir. Then she should go to race. Let you get somebody race. Take a chamber the Sanje Sumarese. Then the Yondegua.
So then the Buddha